This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. I don't know what's happening to me, but we're still here. 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You're listening to Roy and Friends. The time is now 9 o'clock and the date is the 19th of October, 2017. The Jewish day today is the 29th, or Kaf Tet Betishrei, and he has 5,777. My name is Roy Peretz. This morning I have with me in the studio got Moshe Starograd. We've got also Peter Feldman, which is our movie whisperer, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. He's also an award-winning journalist for his long-standing support of the arts. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to be in the studio with a lot of people.
What would you say again? Because I actually forgot to open your mic.
You haven't opened my mic. That's
now
a
open
bad
it.
Thing. I'm just saying it's nice to be here and to see so many people in the studio today.
Yeah.
It gives it a nice, warm, comforting feeling.
It is. And we've got our new producer. Mulligan, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Do you like my background music?
I do.
So you don't complain afterwards.
I'm loving the feeling in the studio.
Right. So, what do we have today? Please like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. There will be a lot of news because we've got a new producer and we're going to starting a new campaign maybe for the new year. We're going to do a lot of raffles. We're going to do a lot of tickets. We're going to give a lot of tickets for movies, for theater, for just listen to the show and you'll see. We've got with us today as well Sharon. What's your name again, Sharon?
Sharon Dauphin.
Sharon Dauphin from, she's from the Michael Levine Lawn Soldier Center. And as I said yesterday, the Michael Levine Lawn Soldier Center was the brainchild of the late Michael Levine. An Ole Hadash and a lone soldier who was killed in action during the Second Lebanon War in 2006. Tziko Ad, who was very close to Michael, together with the lone soldiers, from Michael's unit, his family and his friend, opened the center in his memory. The center is an Israeli non-profit organization by lone soldiers for lone soldiers that helps support more than 6,500 lone soldiers, both new immigrants and at risk Israeli youth serving as lone soldiers in the IDF. This support exists before, during and after the IDF service. I also want to mention that today, later in the show, we're going to draw two airline tickets to Israel.
Two tickets to Israel.
And
yeah.
I've seen that quite a few people bought tickets. So please listen to the show. We're going to have two lucky winners.
Let's hope there's a lot of people listening.
Yeah.
And your listenership is going to go up substantially.
I'm sure.
I'm very happy to hear that, really.
Oh, I'm sure it will. So please, if you want to say something, please call us. Oh, our new telephone numbers are 010-140-3020. I will never remember this number. I promise you, something is wrong with my brain. It doesn't actually catch me. So it's 010-140, maybe too many zeros, 3020. WhatsApp, you can WhatsApp us on 062-148-2374. Also, SMS us, it will cost you a buck 50, 34519. Before we're going to continue, I'd like to just put a nice song. I think you'd like it. It's really a morning song.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Don't you think it's a morning song?
It is a morning song.
It's an evening song.
It's an awesome song.
It's a song that just goes through you.
Just be with us. After that, we'll come back to you.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Perez.
So last week, if you remember, we were talking about the last time we've been here. Actually, it wasn't last week.
Am I on mic?
You see, now you're on mic.
Thank you. It wasn't last week.
It's absolutely a pleasure.
The holidays.
Yeah, it was just before the holidays. We actually not
you had an
yet.
Amazing show.
We had,
a reaction from the public, and
yeah.
You touched on something that was affecting a lot of people, and they needed an outlet to discuss it. So you brought the right people together. You brought Natalie in, and Natalie actually discussed in depth what this whole thing meant, which I think was very, very informative. and uplifting, because she really knew her subject.
She really knew her subject, and what happened was that we actually started investigating the whole idea about 4 or 5 years ago. And it appeared to me in a very simple way, because when we discussed the idea was that we are, how it happened to me, people used to come to me and say, well, I've got those investment coins. Would you have a look at them? We looked at them and say, all right, yeah, great, 100%. We, you know, we want to give them the bullion price. This is a bullion price. That's what it's worth. I said, no, you're a liar and a thief. I said, me? What have I done wrong? I mean, I'm paying you full price. What am I? A liar and a thief. And after the second, third person that comes through, we were thinking that somebody's scamming those people. So we went to find out what's happening. And we found out that this S-Coin was scamming the people. What I want to do in this show is just put a cap on that whole thing, and I want to move on. What I want to say is that Ellen Demby, the managing director of, I think it's managing director, the owner or whatever, the company of S-Coin, wanted to have his say too, which is fair, and Katy Kaler gave him
time in the morning
to say his piece, and I was invited too to actually argue with him on the piece, but when he saw me, he didn't want me to come to studio. That shows a lot about his
absolutely
shows a lot about who he is and what he says. And if you're out there, I'll challenge you any day, and I'll prove that you are fake. So please come to see me anytime, Mr. Demby. What I want to just suggest to people that don't know, don't pay too much. Don't pay too much. Today, money is sacred. Not too many people have money. Please, just keep your money in your pocket. It looks shiny. It's gold.
Roy, briefly, what was this kind of scam? What is it all about? Did people buy this and they're told that it's worth X amount, and then they could retrieve it one day if they wanted to, and then they took it in to retrieve it and they said, I'm sorry, the markets are bad, we can't pay you what it is.
We're so not buying words, today.
You left with it. Is that the way
100%. The whole idea is, I mean, none of us, even not me, I'm not an expert in coins. The idea is that if you go to a shop in Sandton City, for instance, and they're selling you a coin, and say, all right, this coin is worth 60,000 rands, and look, last year it was worth 40,000 rands. You say, yo, in 1 year, 50% growth. You think it's a miracle. You think it's so great. And next year the prediction will be whatever, 200,000 rands, or whatever. And they send you schedules every month, how much your coin is worth it, and you can see every month. So one day you want to sell it. They say you must hold it between 5 and 7 years. So you hold it between 5 and 7 years. And after 5 or 7 years, you try to come and sell it. And when you come and sell it, they tell you, no, we're not buying right now. But they promise they're going to buy it. They did promise. I've got no problem with, you want to sell the same pair of shoes in the one shop for 1,000 rands and the next shop for 6,000 rands. I've got no problem with that.
That's entrepreneurship, isn't it?
100%. Do whatever you want. If somebody's, an idiot to buy it, that's his problem. But when you come and tell someone that I'm going to buy it back, you actually give them a surety. So the guy's happy. He's, no, you know what? I know I'm overpaying for that bullion of gold, but the salesman told me it's not a bullion of gold. It is an investment. You must wait 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it is, and they're going to pay me X amount of money, or at least give them my money back.
Is there any documentation which says that within a certain period of time you can, I will buy it back from you?
It's a good question, because when we went to we went to Carte Blanche and we sent them a lot of things and
documents,
etc. And they made a show out of it.
Really?
Yeah. So they made a beautiful show out of it. And you know what? You can't find the show anymore. Something happened there and you cannot find the show anymore. So what I've done is I recorded it on my PVR and I recorded it on a video camera. So I've got it. I really have it. They went with candid cameras into the shops and they've got it on camera. The salesman saying, yes, we definitely can
we'll buy it back.
We'll buy it back from us.
Yeah.
So that was the whole scam. So basically it is a scam. Take it, it's a scam. If you, it's very simple. I do it the whole day. We buy,
You don't do the scam the whole day.
No. We do it the whole day. We sell items. We sell items which we give a buyback guarantee. Many people like watches. Watches are a very good example. Many people like watches, especially Rolex or whatever, and they pay a lot of money for those watches. Now, what happens is if a guy wants to buy a better Rolex, he doesn't have to keep his. I give him a buyback guarantee. Obviously, it's less than what he paid. I'm going to need to make money. But let's say if it's a Rolex, he'll get about 80% back of his money anytime. As long as the watch is more or less the same condition, he'll get 80% back. He can come back 10 years later, he'll get 80% back. Then he adds some money and he can get another Rolex. So if you want to sell it, you can still sell it. That's the idea. If you give a guarantee, just stand by your guarantee.
Stand by your word.
Oi, one more thing. But yeah. Peter asked you, and he asked you one question.
Yeah?
Was it any written agreement or something? Why? Because I will tell you what happened. A person walks in, and the salesman says, yes, take the investment, 8 years down the road, come back, we'll give you the money. Meanwhile, this salesman is not there anymore. Now, when I come in, I got no recourse against who. Now, if you got some, I see it from a point of view that, fine, okay, 8 years, I wait 8 years. Give me something in the writing. In the event I come in, I come to the company, not to the salesman.
They make you excited enough. And they say, no, it's like a run of the mill. Everybody gets. Now, the salesman is not there, doesn't say, you know, I had a lot of representatives in my company. And when you send your representative anywhere, it's extension of your company. It doesn't say he's a representative, he's not there anymore. You're responsible for that person. For whatever comes
right
out of his mouth.
At the end of the day, the buck stops here.
Yes.
I mean, it's the big guy who actually has defended, or he's got to defend his company and everything it stands for. So if the representative has left, it doesn't matter. I mean, years ago, I bought a Persian carpet, and they gave me a document to say it was a genuine Persian carpet. It was signed by the managing director.
Yeah.
I still have that document. It's still valid. At least I know it's genuine.
Oh, the signature's genuine.
Everything's genuine.
At least you know the signature.
Well, I haven't tested it. I haven't tried to reset.
Yeah.
But you'll see me next week. I'll bring it in. So you'll add it to your auction, Roy.
Yeah.
I think Roy, the ultimate is that there's no such thing as easy money, and you've got to be aware that.
Well, this guy is always being upfront and saying, listen, I've been in business for 40 years. For 40 years I'm in business. For 40 years you're nailing people. So, anyway, we got SMS this year's 5,778. You are completely correct. It is. Oh, did I say 777?
You did.
Right, maybe. Yeah, all right. Our studio numbers 010-140-3020. You can also SMS us 34519 or WhatsApp 062-148-2374. Are we going to listen to a song? Yeah, talk to me. Oh, what do you have?
I have a story here which I'd like to recount.
I mean, it's a nice story.
Listeners. It's a very South African story.
Yeah.
A group of guys were driving the latest BMW when they were suddenly pulled over by a traffic officer at a roadblock.
Yeah.
To the guy's shock, the officer said, congratulations, because you're wearing your seatbelt, you have just won 5,000 rand in a Ride Alive safety competition.
Yeah.
The guy could hardly believe his luck. He said, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. So the traffic cop said to him, what are you going to do with your cash? And the guy said, I'm going to get a driver's license. So the guy sitting next to him says, please, sir, don't listen to him. He's always tries to be smart when he's drunk. So with all this noise going on, there was a guy who was sitting in the back seat. And he took one look at the cop and says, gee, guys, I told you we shouldn't have stolen the BMW. At that moment, there was a knock from the boot, and a voice said, are we across the border yet? Then the cop looked at them, and he said to them, okay, my brothers, how are we going to share this 5,000 rand?
Welcome to Africa.
When I have visitors from overseas and I tell them what's going on, they can't believe it. They're not used to seeing people as robots. Traffic lights, we call it, because they don't know what a robot is. Showing them things and trying to sell them everything from placards to earplugs. It's just crazy.
It's called called is growing it? Economy.
Yeah. Growing economy, yes. But you've got to be so careful you don't knock them down.
That's it.
1962, the Beach Boys, guys.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us. The time is now 9:29, and we're here with Sharon Dorfman. How are you, Sharon?
I'm well, thank you, Roy. Thank you for having me on.
It's absolutely a pleasure. What do you mean, thank you? So we'll do a lot for those lone soldiers.
Yes.
So what can you tell me about the organization?
The Michael Levine Lone Soldier Center houses, they organize housing for lone soldiers, they organize meals. I'll tell you a story. There was a lone soldier
Let's explain the people. What is lone soldier?
So a lone soldier is a soldier who is in Israel on his own without his parents. So there are international lone soldiers who have gone voluntarily to fight. They're considered lone soldiers as well. And then within Israel, there are a lot of soldiers who are there whose parents are overseas working or who are...
And they come to basically volunteer because you don't really have to. When your parents are not around, you don't really have to.
You don't have to, correct. Yeah. And they do it... they're remarkable. They're remarkable young people. They are people with whose aim is to keep the borders safe so that we continue to have a place that we can go to when things go wrong. When Israel was formed post the Holocaust, it was a necessity. Countries closed their borders to Jews across the world.
Anti-Semite to its perfection.
Correct. Yeah. And I think a lot of people have lost that understanding of why we need a state, because at the end of the day, we've only got each other's backs. That's the truth of the matter. And we can only rely on each other. And this is a group of youngsters who have not become comfortable with the fact that we have a state. And they realize that we are literally, the country's tiny. We're surrounded by enemies from all sides.
Yeah.
And they are there basically so that if heaven forbid something like that happens again, you, me, and everybody else has a place that we can go, a border that won't shut down.
That's why I say never again. Never again.
Never again. And these are youngsters in a generation that is very self-orientated, very ego-orientated.
I don't know if our listeners understand it. Those youngsters are 18 years old boys. This is not somebody...
Boys and girls. Boys and girls.
Okay.
Boys and girls. The girls are there too. The girls are there too.
Right.
But they are dedicated to the survival of the nation. And at that stage, in the society living where we live in, where everybody is so me orientated, and I've got to look after me, and I've got to, you know, I'm the most important person in the world. And unfortunately, it's not only the younger generation. I think it's spilled over now into everybody. These are remarkable, remarkable individuals, and we need to do everything we can to encourage them to continue, because ultimately they are the future. They are our future, and they are the future of the state of Israel.
And they are the future of other lone soldiers that will come from all over the world as well.
Absolutely. It is one. Michael Levine is a center where they give back. They go before they even draft. They're there volunteering. And even if it's just cooking meals or delivering meals or carrying furniture into an apartment, they're there, and they do. And then they get, when they draft, they get that same help. And then when they finish, they come back to do it again. Michael Levine is all lone soldiers for lone soldiers.
Amazing people.
Sharon, I just want to ask you, how did you personally get involved with the organization?
With the Michael Levine Lone Soldier Center. So I've been blessed with knowing a lot of lone soldiers. My children personally, all three of them are in Eretz Israel. And two out of three have made Aliyah. And my little one's there studying. He's in a Dati Yeshiva, and he'll draft as soon as he gets his matric. So my daughter finished. She was a medic.
Oh, nice. Chovesh.
Choveshet.
Nice. Yeah.
And she's married to a Scotsman who was also a loan soldier. He was in Yalom, which is bomb disposal.
Yes.
He was there for 5 years. So, and through them, I've had the privilege of meeting many, many lone soldiers from across the world. They're two boys that they're very, very close to, who, for reasons had to leave home at very young ages. In fact, they ran away from home. The one was 14, the other one was 16. And literally, the Michael Levine Center in Tel Aviv, which is like a clubhouse, it's a place for them to go and relax, and there's TVs, and they literally became their home for the time that they were in Eretz Israel. And now they've finished serving, and they're still very, very involved, and they give back. And they give back. And they are who they are today because of what the Michael Levine Center did for them.
How often do you go to Israel? You spend time there? Or you're based here in Johannesburg?
I'm based here in Johannesburg. I try to go annually to see my kids. I've got kids coming, you know, and they try and come to see me about once.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Oh.
Yeah. And they come and see me once a year. I was there recently in September for my daughter's wedding. And thank you. And hopefully last year, September.
No, was it last year?
Last year,
okay,
September.
I thought it was one that just passed.
No. And my son's coming out shortly, and I'm hoping to be there again in April, maybe for Pesach. We'll see.
This is so amazing. We're just going to break a little bit for a song. And guys, just after that, we're going to do the draw. So please put your ear down and just stay with us.
So exciting.
It is. It is very exciting. I think. So something is wrong with my system. Not the station system, my system. And I couldn't listen to the song, or I couldn't stop my background music somehow. So next time I'll do better.
But you managed to play one of the most favorite songs.
I like the song, so I wanted to play it because it's
Marcon.
Yeah, Marcon with Walking in Memphis. Memphis.
Sher has done a version. Was this a Sher version?
She's done a version too, but I don't know why. I just can't stop my background music, but
it's your computer. Look, it's jumping all around the table. It's got a tone.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties here, but I think we are back, and we are back with a vengeance, and we're back with a draw, which is basically the main event today. So we had, how many tickets do we have?
I'm sure we've sold approximately 2,500 tickets.
Ooh, that's great.
For the Lone Soldier organization. The raffle was an extension of a production we put on at the Linda Auditorium.
Okay.
Where we had, South African musicians on stage. It was a live performance. It was the most outstanding, production.
Evening.
It's the most outstanding evening. We have such talent in this country. We had Ezra Sher and Ezra Slasky and Ilan Herman and Shmuley Brill, and it was the most wonderful, wonderful evening. It was an evening that could have been staged anywhere in the world.
We had Ilan in the studio.
Yeah, we had
Roy Sher, and we interviewed him, and he spoke about the evening being a huge success.
It really was. Listen, for us, it was more about getting the name of the organization out there. I think at the end of the day, we haven't made what we wanted to make for the organization, but people can, hopefully this is the beginning.
But the word is out there.
The word is out there. The organization is out there. You can go online to donate. And it is just, it's really, really the most unbelievable center, and I can only ask people to go online and have a look at what they do, because they do unbelievable work.
Okay, when do you think you win a draw, Roy?
I'm going to do... sorry, what do you think?
The draw.
We're going to start now, but for the draw, I'm going to put something special. There's something that I like and I think everybody else likes. Jim, over and above that, before the draw, you know Liverpool won 7-0, eh?
I
but
do.
Look who they play.
Do you?
Yes.
But Roy, look at the...
Every time you closed your eyes, there was another goal.
Yeah, but they can't transfer... their playing abilities when they play these international sides in the Premiership.
No, they can't.
I mean, they draw, they're winning 3-2, and then they draw, and it's very disappointing. I've been a Liverpool fan all my life, and it just disappoints me every week.
That's the whole idea of being a Liverpool fan. You have to be disappointed the whole time.
Thanks, Roy.
It's absolutely a pleasure, man, I'll tell
Depends who you're playing. Depends. Maribor is not the team, you know.
You think they were lucky?
I'm going to switch your phone to your speaker.
You think they were lucky to get a draw against Man United?
No, I think Man United got it lucky.
We're lucky, hey? Not according to Jose Mourinho.
Right.
Yeah, they parked the bus there. Oof.
Two buses, double decker, two.
Double decker.
So, we're gonna do it to the song Waka Waka. Alright, so who's, do you want me to draw?
I want you to draw, Roy.
Normally a beautiful lady, you know, with half naked, supposed to draw that. Alright, I'll do it.
We're on High FM, Roy.
High FM.
Maybe Ronnie should draw it.
KPMG, you know, we need to have structures in place, Roy. Structures in place.
I'm gonna put my hand right through.
Go right in.
Baru,
it's around. Baru, it's
around.
Ronnie.
Ronnie, you wanna draw?
Come, Ronnie, please come.
Come, Ronnie.
Ronnie's better than me. I mean, what do I know? I'm a pawn shop.
Ronnie's ideas, man.
That's right.
Come, Ronnie. Let's see what you're going to pull out.
Ronnie.
Yes. Talking to the mic.
Hi. Ronnie again. Okay, I'm going on to the next show, but they asked me to come in now.
So sei gesund. Sei gesund. All right. Put your hand right through. No, not your girlfriend, man. Ronnie. Not
he's got something in his hand.
He's got something. Can I
read it, Roy?
All right. So this lucky one will be two tickets.
I just want to say that whoever wins, thank you so much for your support. All winners in my book.
Why him? They'll think that, okay. Howard 16.
Yay,
would you believe that? Howard 16.
Howard is a Jewish report.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
He's a businessman and he's very well known. Congratulations.
Congratulations,
well done,
Howard. Well done, Howard.
It's
really
an
well
open
done.
Ticket. They're open tickets. You'll collect them from the Soul Workout offices when you're ready.
There's only one proviso. He's got to write about it. He's got to write about his book.
Something nice about the Lonsol.
Absolutely.
So that's a provision,
keep
Howard.
Keep them in the news.
And you can take with you your wife, your girlfriend. All right. I'm going to stop there.
Ronnie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ronnie. All right, let's finish the song nicely, and then we're going to come back.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for the raffle. 0621482374. New studio number 0101403020. You can also SMS us 34519. The time is now 9:53. And last thing you want to say?
Again,
you want to thank the 2,500 people.
I want to thank the 2,500 people that bought tickets. I want to thank the 700 people that were at the concert.
Ooh.
And we're hoping to go in studio and do a CD of the concert if I can get my act together, which we hope will happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So that should become available as well. I want to thank all the people who came to me when we thought up the event and have offered their support and their help. And just go online, look at the center, because they really, really, it's an organization that needs your support and is deserving of your support.
I just want to say a few words before we're going to log off. And it was actually a hectic show because I lost control.
Often that you lose control.
Yeah. I lose control.
You're very controlled.
I just want to suggest you something. The time is now 9:55, and I'm going to just say something before we log off. Money is very scarce today, guys, and you must open your eyes and hold your money close. It's very easy to spend it. It's very difficult to earn it. So just before you make an investment, and just going back to silver or gold coins or whatever you do, it's not a problem. You have to have investments. A few percent of your money has to be invested in that. So whether you buy gold or silver or whatever, if you pay 10 or 12% off of the bullion price, it's fine. But if you pay over that, you know you're going to get really, really, you're not going to get your money back. So don't overpay. We got a Howard 16 on the line. We don't have old sexy. No, no, no.
Hi, Howard. How are you? Congratulations. Yeah. Well, we're very appreciative.
So we've got Howard on the line, and let me try putting him on the system. So let me see what I can do. Hold on a second. Howard? Hi, can you hear us? Hello, Howard?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how's it? So, aren't you excited? Howard?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Aren't you excited?
I'm very excited. This is fantastic news.
It is, eh?
I see a number coming in. Is this them trying to call me on air?
Most probably they do, but I'm actually having you on air. It's not so bad. I think the listeners can listen to you. Howard, hopefully you bought like 100 tickets, so we got the right one.
Well, you know something? I saw Ronnie at Solycroc Sukker lunch,
yeah,
and he said to me, "Will you buy a book?" And I had no idea what he was talking about. So I said, of course I'll buy a book. What's it about? And he said, it's about lone soldiers in Israel. I said, oh, so it's like a picture book. I didn't even realize at the time that I was buying a book of raffle tickets.
We know you don't really need those tickets, but you know what? Just go and visit Israel. It's going to be really, really great.
You know something? My nieces who I'm going to visit, I'm sure will love me.
Yeah. All right. That's great. That's great.
Hi, Howard. It's Peter Feldman here. How are you doing?
Yeah, you must say again.
And yourself.
Very good. It's Peter here. Were you listening to the show by any chance?
No, unfortunately, I wasn't. But this is such amazing, fantastic news. I'm delighted. I never win anything.
Well, you've won something now. Well done.
Yeah. Well done, Howard. After the last time we met here on the corridor, I think you got the wrong impression of me. So now you got a present. So that's fine, huh?
for the right amount, I'll change my opinion on everyone.
Is it? Howard, thanks a million. And thank you for being such a sport and participating.
Thanks, Howard. Congratulations.
Great team.
Just have a wonderful trip.
Thanks, guys. And thanks so much. Enormously excited. And I'm delighted with the money could go to such an amazing cause.
Thank you
so much. Thank you so much. The time is now 9:58, and I'm just going to say our goodbyes.
Could I just leave you with one thought?
Yes, please.
War does not determine who is right, only who is left.
100%. 100%. So, guys, with this thought, we're going to give you have a good Shabbos, and I wish you all the best.
Cheers.
From us here at Chai.